producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Weldon, Jay, Dale, Michael, I'm going to your calls and I'm getting into the AI technology news. And political correctness, finishing up with Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin with his initiative. People want to do something, this is it. Go to your mega churches, talk to your pastor, try to get them to talk about the big picture and how the state's trying to fully take over churches. And if they're scared to talk about that, well, they're not a church. We all grew up hearing about the Soviet Union, and it allowed state-run churches. China allows state-run churches. They're just state-run. The churches that get shut down are the ones that aren't. And we're only a few steps away from that. Thank God there's enough Americans out there and enough pastors who've been basically ignoring this. But if you want to see where we're going, again, if you look at what so-called leftist churches are doing, really authoritarian churches, from Austin to San Francisco, from Dallas to Chicago, they are nothing but Democratic Party, New World Order, Cloward and Piven centers. And they're calling for totally open borders right now that they know will collapse the country. I mean, these are really sinister organizations. Chuck, any closing points on that?
Yeah, Alex, just I want to thank you very much. I want to encourage people to go to the website, chuckbaldwinlive.com. And from that point, they can access the Liberty Church Project. I just want to appeal to people again. Because, Alex, you've got a lot of listeners out there right now that they know the truth and they're Christian people. They want a non-501c3 church where they can fellowship. They're tired of the cowardice of their pastors. They're tired of the way the people in congregations look at them like they're from Mars because they stand for the truth. They want to join together with like-minded fellow patriots in a Christian church and worship the Lord as they know they should. And they can't find those pastors and churches. We are helping people all over the country to start brand new non-501c3 fellowships. We are bringing ministers together with people who want to have a patriot pulpit. There's a lot of ministers out there that are not able to minister freely in the denomination and the churches where they are. And they're looking for churches that are willing to have a patriot pastor join them. And there are people out there that are wanting a patriot pastor. And so what we're doing is when they all they got to do is go to the website, libertychurchproject.com, fill out the application. Someone from my office will be in touch with them. We'll start the process. We will, at some point, if everything, all our ducks in a row and they're really serious about it, we will go visit them. I have a team of people that are going to be with me. This is a big project. We come in and we help these people start non-501c3 churches.
And you've done this. You've started them all over the country. You've started your own successfully, right, and helped other churches there in the mountain area you are, Wyoming, Montana area.
That's right.
And it's very exciting. And so big things have small beginnings. And you've already had a huge effect, Chuck, with tens of millions of people with syndicated radio and the big church you built in Florida and then leaving that big church and going and setting up a non-501c3. So you've walked the walk. You've talked the talk and then walked the walk. You've gone out there. You've done it. We salute you, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. But, I mean, regardless, even if people aren't Christians and are secular, they should realize having free independent churches that promote liberty is a good thing, not having state-run media. Everyone recognizes state-run media, state-run churches is the hallmark of a tyranny.
Absolutely. In fact, here at our church at Liberty Fellowship in Kalispell, Montana, we have unbelievers, non-Christians that attend our service every Sunday because they love the message of truth. This is a, you know, liberty is for everybody, not just for somebody. It's for everybody.
Yeah, that's what I found. We don't Bible thump here, and we get more people to come to Christ. It's the same thing you do.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of those folks you told me that are coming that are non-believers, they end up finding Christ, don't they?
That's right. Most of them do, Alex.
Very exciting. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
A real pastor.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to get into the latest on what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri. I want to look at a new report by Pew Research. Robots will take over more jobs than they create. I want to look at the big picture on that. Also, IBM coming out with chips that mimic the human brain. Incredible political correctness with the so-called First Lady. And more. But look, sometimes we start taking calls 1 hour, a guest comes on, people patiently hold. I want to go to Weldon. And I want to go to Dale and others that have been patiently holding. So let's go quickly to your calls. Weldon, thank you so much for holding from Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Last weekend we had a hoax here in Toledo. They said we had too high levels of mycocystin in the water, and they banned us from drinking. And that lasted like 2 days, and on Monday, it was all okay. But in the end, it all boiled down to we need to spend $500 million on our water system to upgrade it now.
Yeah, I saw that. And for those that don't know, about 15 years ago, they fast federal regulations, which made it too expensive for the old water treatment facilities, mainly in small towns and medium-sized cities or old cities that aren't growing, to force them to upgrade to just incredibly expensive systems that they couldn't pay for. But then mainly foreign companies then come in and offer to put in the new upgrades if they control the water supply and can gouge the population. And so, yes, I was aware of that. That's what they're trying to do is also restrict people's land use, claiming it's contaminating water. But, yes, it is a giant power grab, and I did see how that turned into an attempt to make you pay for a $500 million water system upgrade.
We must have racist thinking, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you question anything, it's racist, and it's politically incorrect, and you should just do what you're told.
God bless you, Alex. Keep up the good work. You and
God bless you for putting up with me. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Weldon. We got a Weldon working here in the office. Let's go ahead and talk to Dale in Illinois on immigration. You're on the air, Dale.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Alex.
Thank you.
I live in the southern portion of Illinois, about 5 hours away from Chicago. And I live near an Amtrak station. And used to, we would, you know, very rarely see big buses coming in, like you know, Greyhound buses and commercial buses like that. But now it's like every day we see buses coming in, going to the Amtrak station. And even the Amtrak station itself wants to put more cars on its rails to go to Chicago to transport these illegal immigrants. And it's very obvious, because if you go to these Amtrak stations, it's full of people, you know, Hispanics that very few of them speak English, and it's just insane.
Oh, yeah. Last year I took the family up, and Esquire magazine met me there, did a profile, so it's actually chronicled, just strangely enough, because I'd forgotten Esquire was coming to Austin, so I told the Esquire writer, we'll just come to the family vacation in Hot Springs. I want to just go hiking with the kids and stuff. And on the way up, we stopped at gas stations on I-35, and on the way back, and all I would see at gas stations would be like 6, 7, 8, 9 buses, and it was illegals on them. And you could tell, I mean, but I talked to some of the folks, nothing against them individually, but it's not 60 or 70,000 kids have come in the last few months. Remember, they're only 17% of the numbers, the Border Patrol says. It's millions. They have opened up Central and South America. And, again, I went down to the hike and bike trail about 3 weeks ago and was down on Barton Creek. And there were illegals, because I went and talked to them, from Guatemala. And they were so pitiful and poor and fishing, trying to eat, that I shot a little bit of video on my phone, but never even put it out, because it's just like, it was like this old lady and a man and woman and like 5 kids. But I'm like, what is the government doing? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, South and Central America are collapsing. Mexico is collapsing. And the government is going to collapse us with it. It's just, I can't believe it. I mean, it's got to be like 3 million a month or something. I mean, it's just like everywhere. I drive by Home Depot, and there used to be 5 or 6 day workers out there at any one time wanting jobs. I mean, it's like 100. Be able to send the camera crew over there. I drive by there like at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it is just wall to wall, just on the side of the road off their property. And it's just insane. And it's checkmate is what it is. You know, the Koch brothers are now going to give money to give the illegals medical care, clinic care, and English classes. And I'm not a big fan of the Koch brothers funding Clinton and other things. I'm always accused of being funded by them because I'm not a communist. But I wish I'd get some of that money. I'd tell you if I was. Boy, it would be great not to sit there and plug products all day to fund the operation. But there's a new initiative out. In fact, it's in the printer. Somebody give me that. I printed it about 30 minutes ago. Thanks. Where they're going to give a little card to the illegals so they can get some stuff from the free market. That's not going to ever stand up to the Democrats with all the free school and the free have the babies and the free welfare. They'll just give them even more goodies. And then it's like an arms race or something. Now, here it is. Koch brothers reach out to Hispanics And then the article goes through, and Greg Abbott's involved and a bunch of other people in Texas, that this will supposedly fix it. It's from the Associated Press. How is giving the illegals more freebies going to make them then like the Republicans and like the Koch brothers? That'll just create an arms race of goodies, and the entire world will just come here. I mean, it's like there's no way to get around this, is there? And they will vote to take the guns and to do whatever the Democrats say. It's not that these Central and South Americans and Mexicans even have the same values as the technocrat, overlord, science fiction nightmare globalists that run the Democrats and Republicans. I mean, it's a breakaway civilization of technocrats using supercomputers to wargame everything. They're using tribalism with big welfare classes that'll riot at the drop of a hat. Then they create a big police force to control them, which is really aimed at the producers, the middle class that's left. The robots are going to cut us out of everything. I mean, it's checkmate, folks, if we don't get involved now. I just can't believe that we've allowed a technocratic system to get control of our wealth and build this thing. And now they're just flooding everything with refugees of the third world. And then you see what they do in stable countries like Libya or Iraq. They blow them up and bring in radicals to chop all the Christians' heads off. I guess it really is the devil. Because, I mean, only the mind of El Diablo could come up with this. Dale in Illinois, anything else?
I mean, anyone that's ever been to Chicago will know that it's a cesspool of violence and drugs and gangs, and this isn't helping out at all. And even our state is in debt. It's in a lot of trouble.
Oh, you're in total debt. You've been maneuvered into that position. Appreciate the call. We're not being negative here. This is where it's going. The plan is to wreck everything and implode everything but central city areas that'll be super fancy and nice for the elite to live, and then rural areas like Whitefish where the elite will control everything. You'll go through checkpoints to get into it. Everyone else will live in hell. That's the public Cloward and Piven Agenda 21 plan in Congress. Jay in Iowa, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something related to the veterinarian that called earlier. I stepped on a nail on a job site in 2004. I lived in Michigan at the time. The funny thing was I was just doing what I was told, and I went and got a tetanus shot. And so, anyway, a month later, I ended up with chicken pox, something fierce. I was 28 at the time. It almost killed me. And I gave the chicken pox to a good friend of mine that was like 4 years older than me.
Yeah, that's the thing. They make these vaccines in the same tanks they make other stuff. It's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah. Lovely, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you heard her how it kills the dogs, and the Hollywood folks won't give it to them. They get expensive titer test or immunity antibody test. And then the vet can be made to back off, but you got to pay them off one way or the other.
Right.
But again, forget the dogs and cats. As much as I love dogs and like cats, the issue here is that this is being done to our kids. I mean, I'd say about a third of the kids I see walking around Austin have got an autoimmune disorder or brain disorder or a muscular disorder. And soon it'll be half, and then it'll be almost all. And we're just going to have everybody dying around us. And if the answer is just take more shots, just believe the government. You see what I'm so, I mean, did they directly link the tetanus shot to giving you the chicken pox?
No, and I haven't really done any of my own research on it, but it was just odd that I'd never had the chicken pox before. Obviously, I was pretty immune to it. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I'd never felt like that before in my life.
Yeah, well, tetanus does lower a tetanus. Here's the deal. I don't want to get into the science of it. I've had medical doctors on. The UN's been caught in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. adding a certain female hormone, forget the name of it, to the tetanus shot, so it causes an autoimmune response to the tetanus shot and basically sterilizes the woman. But it also then fries the ovaries and uterus, and the women usually have all these different type of cysts and other disorders that come out of it. And they like it because it's a nice soft kill gift that ends up killing a lot of third world women. Then those that survive, they just flood us with them. They don't know any better, and they vote to make me their slave. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Don't want no shackles on me.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Infowars.com and Prison Planet. MyMagicMonth.com are the news websites. And we're going to hit some of that news in the next segment, talk to a guest, and get to the callers that are holding. There are two articles that caught my eye today. One of them is in the Daily Mail. The other is in CBS News out of Charlotte. Report, robots will take over more jobs than they create. And this is a new Pew Research, 1,800 industry experts by the Pew Research Internet Project and the Elon University Imaging the Internet Center. And a large percentage, 48%, had direct fears that the role of artificial workers will be unstoppable and that humans will not be able to adjust in time to avoid massive unemployment and social disruption. Here is another one. IBM develops a computer chip with 1 million neurons that functions like a human brain. IBM has developed a computer chip which it says will function like a human brain and a giant step forward for artificial intelligence. True North is being hailed as the world's first neurosynaptic computer chip because it can figure things out on its own. The chip also has 1 million neurons and could cram the same power as a supercomputer into the circuit the size of a postage stamp. Now, let's talk about that. It's a very complex issue, obviously, but here's an example of technology innovating things and being good. Uber started 4 or 5 years ago. I'm going to do a whole report on it this week. We're going to get on that and get it done. Where you can use an app and you only order it when you want it, and the Uber cab shows up on average in about 5 minutes in major cities, and I found it's a better experience than the average cab. Now, some cities are smart and the cabs opt into it. Other cities are trying to ban it. These associations of cabbies, because they want to run their same old system instead of adapting to it. And governments don't like it because they can't tax it and can't control it, and they're trying to block it. So, of course, it's an innovation where a nice black car comes and gets you. There's not, it's all set and computerized, the meter, and you can give them a tip on the computer if you want on your smartphone. That's an example of an innovation, a renaissance by freeing things up and smashing monopolies. And, of course, the power structure is trying to block it. On the other side, you've got Google coming in with their driverless cars and others, where they're already arguing, oh, it's safer than humans, even though they're having wrecks all the time and driving the wrong side down the road. And these things will be used by the insurance companies, always said will be, now they're doing it, to say, we need new systems on your car that take control when you're driving bad, or track what you've done, or instantly report back wirelessly to the police. No, we shouldn't, as consumers, allow products that surveil us with a predatory system. We, with our buying habits, should say no to those products before it becomes mandatory, which they're already trying to push. Smart meters, I told you 15 years ago, would control the temperature in your house, would game the algorithms, and increase your prices. Now they've been caught from Austin, Texas to San Francisco, California, doing it. It's not that a smart meter it would be bad, it's that a bad system gave you the Trojan horse. People who have bad will built it. It's very simple. It's like if you had a renter renting a room from you, you don't want to rent it to a person that's got 14 convictions. You don't want to open the door to Count Dracula, Big Fangs, when he asks to come in. I mean, this is a bad new world order. So basically anything they give us may have some good applications, but it's Trojan horse run and has back doors, and there's a reason they gave it to us that isn't good in the big equation. Can we hack it? Can we jailbreak it? Can we end up using these little devil phones for good things? Can I shoot a YouTube video on it or a live feed and expose the police state with it? Yeah, but in the next version, they now hit a button where smartphone apps don't work. I happened to be downtown last week when they had a Palestinian Gaza demonstration, about 1,000 people, and I walked out of a restaurant to go film it and to do a live feed, and guess what? My phone would not work. I had a friend with me. Their Apple iPhone as well would not live stream and would not upload. And I saw Austin cops on rooftops. I don't need to check. I know. They were with the feds testing a jamming system. And they admit, I went home and Googled it. Sure enough, they're using jamming systems all over the country, and they have the patents, and it's already gone into the new Apples and Droids, to hit one button at the Threat Fusion Center and disable phones in certain grids. So you're now going to have to buy a vintage camera. Just like all the new cameras have GPS already built into them, even $200 cameras, that's actually a chip to turn your phone off, your camera.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Mike, listening on 1340 AM in California, we're going to get to you. Michael, listening via the internet in North Carolina, we're going to get to you. Dennis in Minnesota, JT in Missouri, Ben and others, we're going to talk to all of you here. Right now, we are joined by the man known as Lionel, and he has a show on mainline broadcast television in New York City. Syndicated radio host as well. I met him back when he introduced me a few years ago to the keynote speech I gave to Talkers Magazine in New York. and he is a former prosecutor. He's a lawyer, news decoder, and First Amendment sentry, and a New York-based television legal analyst, LionelMedia.com, and his Twitter is LionelMedia as well. The reason I want to get him on is not, oh my gosh, Keith Olbermann talked about us, because who cares? And I've bullhorned Keith Olbermann at the DNC in 2008 and shut down the show before it, Hardball and his, for 2 hours, and they went into conniption fits of anger. I mean, you know, the guy's on ESPN, which is there again to make the only hero sports figures, and is its own form of propaganda where they suspend people who admit that 5 years ago their girlfriend hit them, so they hit them back. You know, just incredible political correctness. I'm not saying it's good to hit your girlfriend when they hit you, but the point is that, you know, the Al-Qaeda wants to chop off a couple hundred thousand Christians' heads, and our government gives them the weapons, that's okay. And if a race car driver wants to run somebody over in front of everybody, that's okay. But my God, you tell the truth about it, you slapped your girlfriend back, you're going to lose your job. I don't mean to go off on a jag here. It's just that's political correctness, a.k.a. Mind control, a.k.a. Apocalypse Now, where Colonel Kurtz says we train our pilots to drop fire on villages, killing men, women, and children, but we court-martial them when they write cuss words on the sides of their airplanes. It's a sick joke, ladies and gentlemen. It's the symbols over the substance. But Keith Olbermann and a bunch of other Democrats now have been on a jag against InfoWars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and Keith Olbermann also attacked and to sneeze there. Keith Olbermann also attacked Lionel. And you know, the funny part about a lot of these attacks now is they don't even say what we said that was a lie or wrong. They just say, well, here it is. Laugh out loud, perfect trilogy of paranoia, sophistry, and tinfoil ass hattery. Talk about sophistry. And I mean, just saying tinfoil hat that's in a CIA memo from 1963 that you say, conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat. I mean, that's declassified, that in 1963, the CIA, right after they killed Kennedy, put out these talking points. It was only declassified a few years ago. Paul Watson wrote an article about it. And then that's their response. Hey, Obama's putting our military under NATO command. Did you see the Senate hearings? Ass hattery. Hey, did you hear a lot of the studies show that the fluoride's causing brain damage? A new Harvard study. Tinfoil hattery. Hey, did you hear Obamacare doubles the prices, cripples the prices, and really does have death panels in it? The guy that authored it, Rahm Emanuel's brother, said it on Fox News. Tinfoil hat, full moon. So, I mean, what happened to Keith Olbermann? This is a guy that talked about the Downing Street memo when it was leaked, where Bush wanted to stage terror attacks to blame it on Saddam so they could invade. I mean, the thing is, Keith Olbermann's actually smart, folks, but since the Democrats are in, he will sit there and defend them to the hilt. I mean, Republicans get in power, folks, and they start doing stuff, I'll go out against them. So joining us is Lionel. Lionel, you did a pretty good breakdown of this on the Nightly News last week, so I wanted to get you on and talk about it here on the radio. It's not just Keith Olbermann, though. I mean, I'm getting attacked every day. Drudge is getting attacked 50 times a day. You're getting attacked now every week. I mean, do they think we care that they're attacking us?
No. What happens is it's a weird, Alex, it's a weird Pavlovian patellar reflex on their part. And what's interesting is that there's an old expression, you only know you're over the target when you catch fire or when you take fire. And by the way, as I sometimes jokingly respond, it's not tinfoil, it's aluminum foil. Everybody knows we haven't used tinfoil in years. But a couple of things that's interesting here, Alex. First and foremost, every day you must start off your day, I can imagine, saying, I don't have enough time in the day to go through and cover the panoply of stories that are so critical. Yet, around the country, I guarantee you, newsrooms from mainstream media, from the Ted Baxter, Ron Burgundy, Echo Chamber, Cookie Cutter, Ass Hattery newsrooms are saying, well, it's a slow news day today. Now, what's interesting to note about this is that what I find interesting is it's not, Alex, the government per se who is the main stiflers of free speech and those individuals who want to quell and quash truth. It's individuals who basically are not, Alex, I call them not the thought police, but the thought vigilantes, a bunch of self-appointed guardians of what they consider to be the truth, not the government. And then you have circles and pockets of people who find it, dare I say, cool to immediately dismiss that which, A, they know nothing about. B, it frightens them. And I think, Alex, one of the biggest motivators of this dissent, calling you a truth or a birth or a death, or is that they don't know of what you speak. And when you call them out on it, and you say, for example, in this example, where you do know about such as that, you do know, no, I don't. You're just tinfoil. You know, recently, what I was amazed by is that C-SPAN, which is certainly not left, right wing, very reputable, for the first time, really is, I think, seriously broaching the subject of not even 9/11 truth per se, but the physical evidence as to the official story of 9/11, not who was responsible, who was behind, inside job, none of that. And that percolating through, breaking this logical cap, so to speak, has done more to freak people out. Because, Alex, what you're doing is you're unsettling them. You're saying to them, A, they don't know what they think they know, and B, they're not being told the truth. You know, I was talking to friends of mine in the news media, never going to mention their names. We're talking about absolutely at the top of the heap, so to speak, in terms of this pedigree of news reportage. And they're looking at ISIS merely in an observational mode, and I'm asking them, well, who do you think is behind it? What do you mean? Who is behind ISIS? What is the reason?
And let me guess, just asking who's behind it is a conspiracy. They've now made critical thinking a mental illness. They've now made being involved and knowing factoids bizarre. They've now made knowing more than them a thought crime. And I think you're right. It's more of the fact that they're so ignorant, they just use this as a crutch because the world's getting scarier and scarier. They're losing more and more influence. We're gaining more and more influence. And they don't like it.
And these are remember, the thought vigilantes. This is not the thought police. You know, Gore Vidal had three theorems, if you will, hypotheses that I think about every single day. Number one, he coined the idea, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a conspiracy analyst.
That's right.
He also said that there will come a day, by the way, that day is now, where it is an article of faith to be an American, to say that there are no conspiracy theories. And the third, most important of this troika of thought, if you will, is that conspiracy theory has become a code word for the unspeakable truth. You see, it's very interesting to note that when you hit pay dirt, and I will never understand, Alex, if you told me that I would be arguing with people, not as an anti-American or anti-Obama or anti-whatever, but I would be arguing to say, please, let me tell you the truth. It would be like going to a doctor and he wants to read you the lab results or show you the x-ray and there's a very serious metastasis or something wrong and you're fighting him. You're fighting him on the accuracy of the measuring devices. You're talking about the state of American medicine. You're talking about leeches and you're using versions of tinfoil hat, leeches and bloodletting, and you're making fun of him. I've never seen people who run from the truth. There's also something here, Alex, which is very, very scary. Recently, based upon this meme, if you will, this habituation to control, again, by the thought vigilantes, we're seeing more and more people on subscription radio, internet radio, sports, who opine. Maybe not say the best thing. Maybe somebody says something about domestic violence and you think, gee, that's kind of stupid. or that's kind of dumb, or I don't agree with that. And instead of people saying, well, I'm going to use this channel, it's called the off button, or I'm going to go someplace else, or who cares, or so what, they say, no, I want them suspended. I don't want them fired. I want them fired because I disagree with this. Now, if you can start becoming more and more used to people being censured, and censored for what they say voluntarily by the thought vigilantes, the meme is created. We are habituated and conditioned to the fact that speech does not have to be allowed if it is offendable, or offensive, I should say, to at least one person in a group.
No, that's right. That's the whole hate crime model where guys that drag a black guy to death in Texas get the death penalty. But that's not enough. We need to pass a hate crime law so they can then apply it to speech. If anyone is hurt by it, now you can't have it. Well, my gosh, you can find anybody to be offended by anything. That's the end of the First Amendment.
And also, you know, Alex, you understand this, but hate, the word hate, is protected speech. Now, you can hate crime, and you can hate terrorism, and hate sin, and you can hate, and that's okay. You can hate certain Islamists all day long. But that is a protected speech. Now, when you take something which is a law, which is already cognizable at law, assault and or battery, that already exists, and you pair it with something that is an already protected speech, and you combine the two, and you penalize somebody and aggravate the sentence because they dared to utter an otherwise constitutionally protected speech, then you have the hate crime. And what's also interesting is I love this. Alex, I used to hate people who said the professional left, the professional right, left and right. But I say it now almost out of a sense of shortcuts. But the people who rail against Israel for... and I'm not going to get into an Israeli-Gaza Hamas argument. And by the way, they never mention Hamas. It's always Israel, and that's it. But those individuals who dare to mention this overreaction, will think nothing if their beloved president wipes out a marriage party in Yemen with a drone missile, with a Hellfire missile. That's somehow different. And what amazes me...
No, there you go. That's what I'm sick of, is the whole debate is a fraud. None of it's even real. You got ISIS killing 300,000 people under their last name in Syria, and our government funding them, and then no one wants to talk about them killing Christians, non-radical Muslims, literally chopping babies' heads off. They just want to go, oh, you work for Israel because you don't want to blow Israel up. And I'm just going, wait a minute, I'm simply saying at least there's some fight going on with Israel and Hamas, and, you know, it's tribal and both sides is never going to end. Boy, it's a tragedy. I want peace over there. No, I'm not allowed to have a reasonable position. I'm supposed to just say murder all the Jews or I'm a bad guy. Well, meanwhile, no one cares about Christians being murdered.
Right. You know, you mentioned something in the guest you had on prior to me about the church and the First Amendment. You know, we get the Bill of Rights, Alex, whether you like them or not. We get the first and we get the second. The second is just as good as the rest of them. And America is under attack yet again. Remember this. I tell you, remember this, but by the thought vigilantes. You see, I am not a spiritual person per se. I'm rather irreligious. I also don't speak French. So what? What I'm seeing right now is the systematic mocking. Bill Maher does it, and a variety of others. Remember, every faith looks silly if you don't understand it. Every language sounds funny if you
They're attacking Christianity because they want the state to be God. They want to get rid of the old God. So even if you don't believe in the God of the Christians, the point is you better look at why they're trying to tear it down, because they got a brand new God. And let me tell you, I don't want to get on my knees to this one.
Well, you know, I was raised from kindergarten through high school in Catholic school, and I have nothing but respect for the nuns and the priests that I had. I was never touched or spanked or hit or anything. But yet, it's open season. And you have a bunch of people, too, who are the professional atheists. You know, somebody once said, if atheism is a religion, than not collecting stamps is a hobby. And what they do every year is around in New York, right outside the Holland Tunnel, atheists will, again, citizens, not the government, the thought vigilantes, will mock Christmas, mock the notion of Jesus. So I have said on television and many times throughout my career, why don't you show the same type of contempt for other religions who happen to believe in a God?
Oh, yeah. We never hear anything from the professional atheist when devil worshippers do something or when radical Muslims do something.
So Ramadan, they don't ever put any good there. They would never do that or make fun of.
Exactly. Under political correctness, it's only okay to attack Christians and then with the professional left to attack Israel. And Israel's got its share of problems, and I've got a lot of problems with what Israel does. But it's just so vitriolic and dumbed down is the issue. Is like the pseudo intellectuals don't know anything. They just go, I can know how to read the New York Times, and I hate Israel. And so, therefore, right. I'm real smart.
There is a kit that you get. It's a playbook that you get to be a part of this. It's your quiver. This is what you know. This is your ammunition. And you must swear fealty to the following. You know, Alex, I am and have been forever an absolute advocate of the Second Amendment. I was raised in Florida. We had carry permits before anybody had them.
I want to hear about this. Yeah, people say Alex Jones has his right-wing script of guns and private property and family. Yeah, because I like it.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
When an emergency happens, you'll be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere, and the threat of bioterrorism is always at hand. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there's a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver offers a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens and can help defeat the root of these problems. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code October2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Call 877-800-9986. That's 877-800-9986.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Remember, folks warning you, the conspiracy theorist that the NSA was tracking everything you did and using it to control the markets? all that's been leaked now and is public. Of course, I had it directly from NSA whistleblowers and others back in 1996, 97, 98. I was one of the only people talking about it at the time. And the more I talked about it, the more whistleblowers gave me intel. So you go back to those shows where we explained hubs in all the major telecoms and exactly how it worked, the name of the projects. Maybe had James Bamford on, the big former producer of Nightline, who exposed it. I had him on in 98. I'm not bragging, but people used to make fun of me and said, that's the guy that says the government listens to our phone calls. Now they've been caught. It's illegal. Did they get in trouble? No. We're going to have a few minutes left with Lionel here in a moment. Then I'm going to do 30 minutes of overdrive to talk to Michael and Mike and Denise and Curtis and Ben and others. I will get to all of you. And also we'll talk about one of the biggest forms of manipulation by the globalists and give you the latest on what's happening in Iraq. Very briefly, and some political correctness I haven't gotten to, but first I'll get those calls out of the way. Before Lionel gets a final comment, I want to officially invite Lionel back at least once a month on the show, and I want to invite him, now that his Skype is so incredibly clear, to maybe co-host sometime for an hour or two with David Knight when he's sitting in and filling in, because he is such an interesting fellow, and I'd like to give him a chance to walk through some reports. Just please don't forget this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great customer service. They produce the food fresh every week. Last 20 years, it's got a unique packaging system that allows you to carry it easier. Find out more at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Or 866-229-0927. And don't forget, we're launching a back to school special, this week that helps fund teleprompter-free news and radio and everything. I've never done a special like this at InfoWarsStore.com, or when you call our toll-free number, is 10% off with the promo code 10. Now, you could say 11, you could say 9, but we don't follow here on air Common Core, so it has to be 10. Like 2 plus 2 equals 4. The promo code is 10. 10. You'll get 10% off already, everything discounted, whether it's high-quality non-GMO seeds, whether it's my books and films, whether it's the InfoWars Life supplements like X2, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. That helps fund our operation. And all the other great folks that come on the show get magnified by our larger platform. And then hopefully they promote us right back for synergy. Finishing up with LionelMedia.com's host, Lionel. Lionel, we got about a minute and a half left. Closing comment.
Well, I was mentioning, I am a believer in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I really have no choice. I'm an American.
You're a terrorist.
And yes. In addition to that, those individuals or those rights that were given to me by our forebears, the Second Amendment is one that I believe in. I'm a native Floridian. I'm a second generation cracker, which is, by the way, a term of art and not anything racially pejorative. And we had carry permits before anybody else. And I never shot anybody. I've never been hunting in my life. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And yet I'm called a right-wing lunatic because I prefer and have the unmitigated audacity in believing that I can implement any reasonable instrument of self-protection for me and my family. I am so deluded by the sense of autonomy provided for in the Constitution that somehow my gun is an extension of my hypomenculate maleness. And I'll leave it at that because it's a family.
But then meanwhile, government can have bunkers and armored vehicles and prepare for war against us. A bunch of cowards have the crutch of calling you an extremist because you're a man who has an instinct to protect his family. Lionel, thank you so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.